Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Now, number 8. Suppose you have a moment of freedom, and too short to do the light meditation. Then you can concentrate between the eyebrows, as you know, Wisdom Center, perhaps. And let your mind concentrate on the space before every thought arises. You know where it is. Yeah? Before all thinking started, before all desires sprout up, concentrate on that. Perhaps in a Buddhist term we call it emptiness, empty space. Or we call them the mindless place, things like that, or the gateless gate. All right. And then whatever form is supposed to come to your mind at that time, or maybe your own form, let it be filled with the universal life force. Imagine, maybe. And then you take a shower in this light, in this essence of the universe. Understand? Like you are taking a shower. But not the shower of water, but the shower of the universal light, of the universal blessing and illumination. So in every circumstance, we can always try to illuminate ourselves by using the circumstance, by using the busyness that we are at that moment, and be in the present time. That's the best situation. So in all the mundane activities, we can always practice. There's no need to say, I don't have time. I can't cross my legs and things like that. You can. Whenever you can, you do it. And whenever you cannot, you do it as you are working. Turn your work into meditation. Concentrate on the force behind all the works, behind all the running, behind all the activities. Then you will always find something to meditate upon. And there is always plenty of time. Because we can use the time of every situation for concentrating. Yeah, you get it now?
Yes.
Now, number 9. You can liken your 5 senses as the 5 colors of the peacock tail, and then spread them all over the space. Just spread the 5 color peacock tail all over the universe. Fill them with colors. Fill the universe with color. But these colors are supposed to be your 5 senses. Perhaps smelling, tasting, touching, these senses. Okay. Now, because of the peacock tail color is very colorful and very beautiful, so you let these colors and beauty melt within yourself. And then anytime you feel that there is a limit, you spread them out until there's no more limit left. In that case, you dissolve all the frontier within your mind. And then, thus, whatever you wish well for other people will come true. So that's how you convert your power into limitless use. And that's how you can bestow benefit on countless beings, and be kind of a benefactor to all kinds of people who surround you or who come in contact with you or whom you are praying for. Okay, where are we now? Number 9 already, right? When I speak spontaneously, it's easier. But when I have to concentrate on the meaning of the ancient wisdom, and I don't want to make mistake, and that is more intellectual, you know, and it's very difficult. The use of intellectual talk is very difficult. And number 10. You can also close your eyes, yeah, and try to see your inner being in all details. And thus, while you're concentrating on the inner being, then you will see your true nature. Try to understand if you can. If whatever the method you cannot use, just leave it. And number 11, place your whole attention on your nerves, yeah? And you should know that the nerves are so delicate as a thread of the lotus within the lotus itself. And thus, you will transform your physical being. What he meant is, if it's so difficult to control the mind and try to make him concentrate on such a delicate pattern, just as the nerves in our body, because you have never seen them before. So it is very difficult for the mind to imagine all these nerves, and it's good for him. It serves him well. So that he will have no time to wander around and do anything else. Yeah? Suppose maybe for many people it is suitable for them to be complicated like that. Yes? Because not all beings are alike. Not all people are the same. So if for everybody to try to concentrate, he probably used a different kind of concentration, a different situation. In the Himalaya, perhaps you don't need all these complications. You only look at the snow and then you freeze. You freeze in time and space. And the mind cannot run anywhere else. Because after a while, he's used to emptiness, whiteness, and of the emptiness of the mountain. There's nothing there for him to fancy. After some time, perhaps all the desires, all the habitual patterns that recorded in the mind will be exhausted, emptied. And then he doesn't fill it back in with newspapers or television or bad movies. Then it stays at least half empty. That's why many masters favor the Himalayas or the desert. Yes, I stay in the desert myself too. It was beautiful for some time, maybe 2 weeks. Until one day it was very cold and I nearly collapsed. And I had to run back to the house, into the city. Not the city, but another place. It's a house. Because in the desert where I stayed, there was no house, no water, no electricity. There is water, but we have to go and fetch, you know, very far away, about 2 kilometers or something. It's not directly from the tap like that. And there's nothing in that desert. Only dry shrubs here and there, you know, and mouse. And, oh yeah, we have rabbits. The desert rabbit is so small, you can't imagine. You would thought it's a mouse. Yeah, pretty small. But looks like a rabbit. Yes. Just like me, I look small, but I'm a human being. Perhaps there's not much to eat in the desert, so the rabbits become smaller, smaller, and smaller. Yeah. So, now, let's see, what else? Number 12. Closing the 7 openings of the head with your hands. And then the space between your eyes will become all-inclusive. You know what that means already, don't you? All this boils down to the wisdom center. Different way of, you know, talking about it. Just like I talk so many things, but it boils down always to the Kuan Yin method. I go to make different lectures, yeah? Different tempting dishes. But only after, at the end, I give them only one. The Kuan Yin method and the light. Okay, now. Number 13. These are for the people who probably cannot concentrate well, you know? So using different kinds of helping tools, yeah? Just like sometimes people write to me and say, wow, it's very difficult for them to concentrate on the light. Huh? So I say, well, scratch your wisdom eye a little bit. Yeah, or just touch it with a fingernail, yeah? Or a pin if you can bear it. But don't make yourself bleed. Don't bleed too. From here, okay? Just touch it so that you remember. Yeah? It's one of the methods, right? Or sometimes somebody, Shiva doesn't say it here, but I have many more methods than this. For example, when I walk around the meditation hall and I see some people just sit there and deep in samadhi with the head, you know, with the head turning here and there all the time. And then I just pat them on the crown chakra. And then back he concentrates again. But that method Shiva did not write here. I'll tell him. I'll tell him he has to modernize more than that. Because in the old time, perhaps people didn't sleep so much like these times. And in this time, people have, I would say, air condition and heating system. So it's very comfortable. So people tend to be too comfortable. So we have to use many more methods. Eh? Mm. So number 13, he says, if you cannot concentrate while meditating, perhaps, then you can touch your eyeballs lightly, light as a feather. Yeah. And then maybe at that time you will see the light. Yeah, I think so. I think you should rub your eyes more likely because you always sleep. If you touch as a feather, I think you could not even move. Huh? You rub with your gloves and everything. Mm. What he said was for the old time people. Mm. But nevertheless, you may try. If you cannot concentrate, the effort that you use with your fingers to touch your eyeballs as light as a feather, it must be concentration. It's just a trick to bring your mind back into focus. So it's pretty good, huh? So when you are already, you know, all kinds of topsy-turvy thinking back and forth from Germany to America and then back to the bathroom and back to the eating room again, and then if you can even concentrate enough to put your hand as light as a feather, so rough a hand like yours to put on there. At least you're back again, huh? To the meditating business. So I think the master was very clever, huh? Shiva was very clever. He destroyed all kinds of bad habits and negativity within us, huh? Using all kinds of methods. Yeah.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.